What is it going to take for normies to wake up? What is it going to take for the Hollywood elite to wake up? How many more comedians need to fall down and crack their skulls wide open or die in their hotel beds? Or in this case, Taylor Hawkins, God rest your soul, the drummer for the Foo Fighters, one of the best drummers on earth, and as far as I can tell, one of the nicest guys in rock and roll. 50-year-old Taylor Hawkins is dead, and the band is not releasing any statements about what happened to Taylor Hawkins. But let me just show you this. Sadly, the Foo Fighters were among those bands that required proof of COVID-19 vaccination to attend their concerts. In fact, the Foo Fighters abruptly pulled out of a 2022 concert from the Gophers Stadium in Minneapolis over COVID policies, citing the university facility's refusal to agree on vaccine requirements, the band said, and they sought a replacement for that venue. And now, just prior to another concert scheduled to take place tonight, the 50-year-old drummer, Taylor Hawkins, is dead. May God rest his soul, and let this be the face of the mRNA experimental bioweapon injections, which are harming and killing people all over the world. And friends, this is a late afternoon update on the day of Saturday, March 26th. The mainstream media has been reporting that Taylor Hawkins' death may be due to drugs. Now, it's my understanding that Taylor has been in recovery for many years, and new information is breaking as you're hearing this from Marca.com. New information on Hawkins' death rules out drug overdose. Friends, this is stacking up to be exactly what I predicted earlier today. And I want to quote this from the New York Post, quoting the Emergency Center from Columbia, which states, they received a report about a patient with pain in the chest in a hotel in the north of the city. However, the healthcare professionals who attended to the emergency report that they performed all reanimation maneuvers, but could not revive Taylor Hawkins, and the patient was declared dead. I will state one more time for the record, there is no doubt in my mind that the mRNA experimental bioweapon played at least a part of Taylor Hawkins' death. And let me remind you, pericarditis and myocarditis are two of the many, many side effects of the injection. And when Taylor called the front desk of the hotel for help, he reported severe pain in his chest.
The Foo Fighters family is devastated by the tragic and untimely loss of our beloved Taylor Hawkins. His musical spirit and infectious laughter will live on with all of us forever. The band did not release a cause of death, but they were all slated to perform at a music festival in Bogota, Colombia tonight. And tributes are already coming in, this one from fellow musician Wolf Van Halen, where he shared a picture with Hawkins and a comment that says in part, I'll never forget meeting Taylor on tour in San Diego in 2012. He was such a ridiculously kind man. The dude just emanated cool, an incredible drummer and singer. He was a constant inspiration to me.
Band Nickelback sharing their shock and grief tonight on Twitter. The band shared a picture of Hawkins and wrote, in utter disbelief at the news of Taylor Hawkins, our deepest condolences to his family, his bandmates, his team, his friends, and everyone that was ever touched by the music he created with Foo Fighters and Alanis and so many others. This is so incredibly sad.
Friends, just a last word on this. The oxygen uptake levels of a top performing drummer on earth are off the charts. The health and well-being of a guy like this are off the charts. This is a band that only cared about the music and loved performing. Unless something crazy comes out and it was some sort of overdose that I wouldn't suspect is the case, I'm going to pin this thing squarely on the back of Pfizer, Moderna, the CDC, the NIH, and the rest of the criminals in the cabal that continue to push these injections on the population. And very, very sadly, Foo Fighters bought into all of it, requiring these injections to attend their concerts. May God rest Taylor Hawkins' soul. And God bless you, friends. Thanks for tuning in.